This book.
What's this book?
I'm crying.
A man can't cry. It's called Oh Mr. Go to Bed.
What's it called? Ghost to Bed.
No, Go to Bed. Come and sit here.
No.
Can we have a little look?
Is it in your chair?
No, sit in this one.
Mm.
Oh, sit in that one.
Wow.
Then you can look out the window, can't you?
What window?
What window? What window do you think?
That one.
That one, that's the patio door, but it's still a window, it's still glass, isn't it? Where have we been today?
Stockport.
Stockport? We've been to Didsbury, haven't we?
No, Didsbury Station.
No, we didn't go to Didsbury Station, we've been to see Rachel.
Matthew.
No, and Alison and Jonathan.
I like Alison.
Oh, you do like Alison, she's the mummy. You do like Alison, why didn't you like Alison?
Because
the lunch of
my friends still there.
Because what?
I want my flashcards.
You want your flashcards?
Yeah.
Oh yes, you played with flashcards at Rachel's house.
Just on my mind.
Because it was Rachel's birthday, wasn't it? And she got some flashcards for a present. Well, let's have a look at this first, then we'll have a look at flashcards. Right, is that good morning, PB Bear?
There's old bear.
That's not old bear, that's the tiny bear. Look, it says, find the tiny bear in each picture. Do you think we could do that? Right. Good morning. Time to get dressed, PB Bear. Choose your warm sweater.
Look, it's snowing.
It's snowing outside, isn't it?
Yeah.
What else should you wear? Warm woolly socks. First one, and then two. And next, some help to tie each shoe. Have a good breakfast to start your day. Find your coat, hat and scarf. Now you're ready to play.
It's snowing.
Do you like that one? That's about PB Bear getting up in the morning, isn't it? Getting ready to go out. Did you find the bear in the pictures?
No.
Did we look for him? Find the tiny bear in each picture.
Now where are you? He's peeping.
He's peeping behind PB Bear's...
sweater.
Sweater, that's right.
Not far.
What about on the next page?
Where? See him.
Can't you see him?
Oh, yeah.
Where is he now?
Here.
In the drawer with the socks?
Yeah.
So the drawer's open and he's peeping through, isn't he? Ah, now, he's putting his warm woolly socks on. And where is PB Bear's little friend, Tiny Bear?
There.
There, what's he doing?
Don't know.
Is he helping PB Bear to tie his shoelaces?
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ah, now PB Bear's having his breakfast on this picture. Where's his little friend?
There.
There, what's he doing?
Opening.
Opening?
Orange juice.
Opening the carton of orange juice, that's right. Ah, final picture. Find your coat, hat and scarf. Now you're ready to play.
Where's it going?
Where's the bear? PB Bear's opened the door, so all the cold air will be coming in, won't it? Oh, I can see the bear.
Where?
I'll have a look round. Find your coat, hat, and scarf. Now you're ready to play.
He's peeping in the scarf.
He's peeping in the scarf, that's right. We've got another one, Good Night, PB Bear, but I'm not quite sure where that book is. Right, so that book, PB Bear's got up, he's had his breakfast, he's got dressed, and he's found his coat, hat and scarf, and now he's ready to play. Now in this book, this is more what PB Bear's doing all day long. We'll read it and then we'll go back and find the tiny bear again.
It's a good one. Look up.
That's right, the tiny bear. We've seen it already. He's sitting on the grandfather clock. And the grandfather clock is saying it is 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
PB Bear gets out of bed. He's got a busy day ahead. It's 8 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll show you. It's time for breakfast.
It's having a tiny, honey up loop.
The little bear's in the honey loop jar, isn't he? Yes.
Yeah.
Right, now the clock on those storage boxes is now saying it's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll show you. What do you think Peeby Bear does at 9 o'clock?
Playtime.
Playtime. Well, it says it's time for school. He's got some pencils and rubbers. And look, that's an abacus, a bead counter. He's learning to count and write. Now the next page, it's 12 o'clock. So it was 8 o'clock when he had his breakfast, 9 o'clock when he went to school. It's now 12 o'clock. Look, both hands are right up at the top of the clock. It's 12 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll show you.
Scissor time.
Scissor time. Now it's time for lunch. Well, what's he eating? The dog's having a drink.
And dog's biscuits.
The dog's having a drink of orange and eating some dog biscuits. What's Peeby Bear got in his lunchbox?
Another orange juice.
Another carton of orange juice. What's he drinking the orange juice with?
That. A straw.
A straw. He's using a straw, isn't he? Yeah. Has he got some sandwiches?
No. Oh, there's a tiny bear.
There's the tiny bear in his lunchbox. He's got an orange and some grapes.
He's not got anything in his hand.
Has he not? What do you think? I wouldn't mind betting he's about to take a grape off the bunch. What do you think?
I don't know. I think he's having one of those sandwiches.
Do you? He could have a sandwich, couldn't he?
Yeah.
What do you think the sandwiches have got inside them?
Leaves.
Leaves? You mean lettuce?
Yeah.
It looks as if there might be some tomato, perhaps cheese or egg. What do you think?
I think I look like.
You look like egg, do you?
Yeah.
You don't normally. So he's had his lunch and the clock now is saying it's 3 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and...
He'll show you.
It's time to play at 3 o'clock. School's finished and he's outside. Look, did you notice he took off his school shoes and tidied them away in the cupboard and he's putting on his trainers, isn't he? Right, now he's playing outside and suddenly it's 5 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll...
show you.
And
a little piece of cheese.
That's right, it's supper time. Look, he's having a salad.
Little Bear's having a piece of cheese.
That's right, Peeby Bear's having salad, bread and cheese, and the little bear's having a tiny piece of cheese, isn't it? Baby cheese, as you call it. It's 6 o'clock. Look, the hands on the clock are straight up and down.
I'm going to play outside.
Are you?
Like Peeby Bear.
Are you? Right, well, in a minute you can play it with. We've got to find out what Postman Pat does with his day before you can go outside. It's six o'clock.
I don't want to read any books.
Well, let's just. We can't go out just yet. We've just got to wait a few minutes. It's 6 o'clock. What will he do?
Turn the page,
and he'll show you. Where do you think Peeby Bear's going upstairs? Why do you think he's going upstairs?
After his bath and bed.
Having his bath and bed? Well, he's carrying a rubber duck, isn't he? He's got a towel up over his shoulder, so perhaps... It's bath time!
And bedtime.
That's funny, isn't it? He had shoes on for school, and when he came home, he changed into his trainers. But when he goes for his bath, he's actually taken off the shoes that he went to school in. Never mind. It's 7 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and...
He'll show you.
It's bedtime, says Peeby Bear, my favourite time of the day, because PB stands for...
Bedtime.
Pajamas and bedtime.
No, you can bed air.
Right. Oh, he's going to bed in the night, Peeby Bear.
What's
that story? We had one about Peeby Bear going to bed before, didn't we?
And I want that in a book tonight.
Let's just find a little bear.
There.
On the clock. That was when Peeby Bear got out of bed. When he was having his breakfast, we'd already found him, hadn't we, in the Honey Nut Loops. What about on this page?
There's a tiny bus.
A tiny bus like your bus?
Yeah, my bus.
You can do in a second, yes. Look, time for school at 9 o'clock. Where's Peeby Bear's little friend?
Yeah.
In the beads, isn't he?
He's climbing.
Can you see him on the 12 o'clock page when they're going for lunch?
Yeah.
Where?
There, this is just a little bit dog biscuits.
That's right, the little bear's just climbing over one of the dog biscuits, isn't he? There we are, lunchtime. We've already found him in the sandwich box, haven't we? Do you think he's had a bite from that sandwich yet?
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't, have he?
No.
Now this one, it's 3 o'clock. Ah, I can see him at 3 o'clock. You remember we talked about Peepy Bear's school shoes going in the cupboard? And you see what else has gone in the cupboard?
Yeah.
What?
Little tiny bear's
climbed inside one of the shoes in the shoe cupboard. Oh, it's playtime there. Oh, yes, I can see him. Where's he playing?
There.
Where?
In the garden.
In the garden. Where is he at 5 o'clock? Oh, yes, I can see him again at 5 o'clock. He's helping with the salad, isn't he?
There's another piece of cheese.
That's another piece of cheese. Look, can you see him hiding behind the peppers?
Yeah.
Hiding behind the green pepper.
The green yellow pepper.
There's a green and a yellow pepper, isn't there? And it looks like he's already cut up a red pepper because the red pepper's in the salad bowl. Look, he's got tomatoes and lettuce in the chopping bowl. Right, we'd already found Little Bear at supper time, hadn't we? Because he was eating some cheese.
Yeah.
And what about 6 o'clock when he was going up for his bag? Where's Peepy Bear, his little friend?
He's eating some sweeties.
It looks to me as if he's got a towel over his shoulder, like the big bear. Right, where was he at bath time?
There. In there.
In there, in the little sailing boat.
Yeah.
And as PV Bear's putting his pyjamas on, where's the little bear then?
There.
There, in the drawer. Ah, PV Bear's favourite time in the bear.
There.
He's there, on top of the clock. Right, you asked me what this was. This was old Mr. Go to bed. This was about a man who went to bed.
There's his feet.
Shall we see what Postman Pat did before we see what Mr. Go to Bed does?
Yeah.
Right. Postman Pat? Is that
Postman Pat? No. I want to be Postman Pat with
flashcards. You want to be Postman Pat with a flashcard?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll read this and then do you want to go outside for a few minutes while I get tea ready?
No, I want to be with flashcards.
All right. At 7 o'clock, the alarm clock rings. Let's turn that clock to 7 o'clock.
Tick-tock.
That's right. At 7 o'clock.
Seven.
The alarm clock rings. Is it time to get up already? Says Pat. Jess thinks it is. He's hungry.
There you go.
Thank you. Turning the clock round. At 8 o'clock. That's 8 o'clock. I'll leave that big hand on the 12, and each time we turn the page and we turn the hour, you move the little one round. Right, from 7, move it to 8, which is the next number. Oh, this way. This is called clockwise when you move it that way. That's it. Leave it there at 8. At 8 o'clock, Pat has his breakfast. You'd better hurry, says Sarah, or you'll be late. You're right, says Pat. Come on, Jess. Look, Jess is still trying to eat his breakfast, isn't he?
Yeah.
Right, now, would you like to just
lots
turn...
Lots of posts.
Lots of posts. Would you like to turn this little hand on the clock to the number 9? Just the little hand. Keep the big one where it is. Move the little one along that way. No, this way around. Clockwise. To number 9. At 9 o'clock, Pat arrives at the post office. Mrs. Goggins has the post ready, waiting for him. Pat loads it into the van. What a lot there is, he says.
Yeah. What's in that sack?
What do you think's in the sack?
Don't know. Letters.
Letters, I would think it's letters, yes. Right, what about 10 o'clock? Move the little hand up to the 10. No, the other way, that way. That's it. Whoops, no, that's 11. Back to 10. Good boy. At 10 o'clock, look, you see, the picture on that side is always how this one should look. At 10 o'clock, Pat calls at the...
Reverend Tim.
At Reverend Tim's, but whereabouts?
There.
But what's this?
Church.
At the church. At 10 o'clock, Pat calls at the church. He has a letter for Reverend Tim's. Can't stop, Reverend, says Pat. It's going to be a busy day. Time waits for no man, agrees Reverend Tim's. Jess has a nice life, doesn't he, riding round in the pose van on the bonnet in the sun. Right, 11 o'clock, we need to make this clock look like that one. So move the little hand up to the 11 there. Wonderful. Just there. Stop at the next one. That's it. It always just goes one space. At 11 o'clock, Miss Hubbard whistles past on her bicycle. Must rush, she says. Choir practice at 11:30. She picks up her letters as she passes. Phew, she makes me feel tired, Jess, says Pat. Does she make you feel tired?
Yeah.
Rushing round on a bike. Right, 12 o'clock now. We need to move this little hand so it's exactly the same as the big hand. They're both together, like on... Good boy, like on that page. Isn't that clever? Both hands together, upright. At 12 o'clock, Pat calls on Granny Dryden. Will you have a cup of tea, Pat? Asks Granny Dryden. Thank you, I will, says Pat. I'm gasping. Now, we need to make this now 1 o'clock, so the big hand stays where it is, but this time we move the little hand to the number one.
Number one.
At 1 o'clock, Pat looks at his watch. Do you think it's lunchtime yet? He asks Jess. Jess thinks it is. Right, we're 2 o'clock now. The little hand can go on to the two. At 2 o'clock, Pat delivers George Lancaster's fishing magazine. Busy today? Asks George. I am, says Pat. I've never seen so many letters. You said there were lots of letters in that sack at the post office, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock now, Thomas. Do you want to move this hand down to three? The little hand down. That's it, just to three, to that one. At 3 o'clock, Pat calls at Greendale Farm. He gets in a tangle with the chickens. Mind how you go, calls Mrs. Pottage. Then it's on to Garner Hall to give Major Forbes his copy of Horse and Hound. Splendid, says the Major.
Where's the Major?
That's the Major.
Where is that dog called?
I don't know what the dog's called. Do you know what the dog's called?
No.
Oh, look, Jess has seen the dog. Jess is a little bit frightened. Pussycats and dogs sometimes don't get on, do you know?
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock, so we can move the little hand down to this one. That's it. Now just tip to where Mummy's pointing, number four. That's it. At 4 o'clock, Pat picks Julian up from school. We've been learning to tell the time, says Julian. Do you know how to, Dad? I do, says Pat, but Jess doesn't. Right, we've got to 5 o'clock now, Thomas, which is this one.
David's closing up.
Is Mrs. Goggins closing up?
Yeah.
Right, it must be the end of the working day then. Are you going to move the hand of the clock round to number five? Just the little hand to this one. That's it. That's it. Good boy. At 5 o'clock, Pat stops by the post office. Mrs. Goggins is closing up for the day. Did you get all those letters delivered, she asks. All except this one, says Pat. And that's for me. Have you noticed Pat set off in his van, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he's on his bicycle now.
It's Mrs. Hubbard's bicycle.
Is it Miss Hubbard's bicycle?
Yeah.
Oh, is that a funny thing's going on? Pee Wee Bear's going to bed in shoes that he took off ages ago. Postman Pat went to work in a van and came home on a bicycle. Oh, it's all very complicated, Thomas, isn't it? Do you think it is? It can't be Miss Hubbard's bicycle. Oh, it is. No, it isn't. Look, Miss Hubbard's bicycle is silver. And yeah. Pat's bicycle is...
silver.
It's sort of a dark grey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, it's 6 o'clock now. Are you going to move the hand round to six? Just to the bottom, so yet again the hands are... That's it. Straight up and down. Is that how we started off? Straight up and down at 6 o'clock this in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh no, it was seven, wasn't it? At 6 o'clock, Pat is home again. He puts his feet up for a rest. What else is he doing? Jess is sleeping on the sofa. You'd like to sleep, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you're tired. Jess.
Like Jess. Oh, that was a busy day, wasn't it, Jess? He says. But Jess is already asleep. So sometime between 6 in the morning and 6 at night and 7 in the evening, Postman Pat must go to bed.
I want any books now.
You don't want any books now. It says Postman Pat always keeps an eye on the clock.
I want to go out
now. All right, with so many letters to deliver, it has to be on time. As for Jess, he only knows that if it's 1 o'clock, it must be time for lunch.
Oh, who's done this then?
Right, we've got to put your shoes on. Let me go and find your shoes before you can go outside, please. Thomas, just wait while I go and find some shoes. Do you think we've left them upstairs?
I think
so. You think so? I'll go and have a look. You wait there a second, Poppy.
A clip out of shoes. It's green.
Shoes on?
Yeah.
Or your old ones?
No, the new ones.
You'd be better really with the old ones, wouldn't you?
Jess is there.
Jess? It looks like Purdy to me, is it Jess?
Yeah. Hello, Jess.
Hello, Jess. But listen, you have a little play outside now.
Big
and I'm going to cook some tea.
Yeah.
And then when you come in, you can have some tea. And then we've got a magazine to deliver to Lisa's house.
Hey.
So after tea, if you fancy a quick walk.
Yes, pasta.
Yes, you're having pasta for tea. How did you know?
No.
Did you just guess it was pasta?
Yeah.
It is, you're right. Well, we'll go to Lisa's house and we'll just put a magazine through the door. It won't call in. Because you've had quite a busy day. We've been to Didsbury today, haven't we?
Yeah.
Who have you been to play with?
Jonathan.
Nothing, Rachel and Jonathan.
Yeah.
Well, later on we'll look at the flashcards, because Rachel had some flashcards, didn't she? And you like your flashcards. I think you like playing posting with them better, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Right. Bye-bye, Thomas. Be careful, love.
I will.
You will. Good.
Mommy, look at this.
Okay, Thomas? Right, can you reach everything?
No.
No, you don't want your tractor. That's at tea time.
I just want to look at it.
Do you?
Yeah. No fork.
No fork? Would you like it? No, but that's because you started eating before I've got everything ready. You're obviously a hungry boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right, shall I pop some more things on there? Is it bacon you want?
Yeah.
We're having a lot of bacon.
I am.
You want some more pasta? You've got quite a lot of pasta there. Would you like a fork?
Yeah.
With bees?
And put on a spoon.
And a spoon?
Yeah. Shush. Got more pasta.
Yes, I'll get you some more pasta now.
Yes.
Would you like some cheese?
Yeah. No.
No, thank you. Okay, what about, but you like maybe corn, don't you? Mmm. Anyone?
Yum.
You might be a little bit hot. Just try them first, sweetheart.
It's a bit hot.
Are they, and these green beans, you like green beans, don't you?
No wonder.
Don't you really like them? Just not fancy it tonight.
No. Let's try again.
Mm. Yes, also, I haven't got myself a knife and fork yet.
Yeah. It's not a fork.
Pardon?
A lot of needles. That's my mother's custard.
Have you got a Bob the Builder plate?
Yeah.
Is that what you're meaning?
I'm going to come in town. Tubby custard, eh?
Tubby custard?
I don't like that.
What don't you like?
Those.
Those? The baby corn?
Yeah.
Oh, you do like them.
Those.
You just don't fancy the same. What about the beans?
No. What's in beans?
What's in beans? Beans. Well, usually when Mummy cooks green beans and sweet corn, you like it. Be careful.
It's lovely.
No, it's just water tonight.
Oh, not warm water.
I like water.
I don't want some taste of it.
You want some water? It's good for you. We often have water, especially at lunchtime. It's tea time now. Well, shall I eat these corn? Maybe corn then?
No, I'm going to put some dark milk in it.
No.
Yeah. Nothing's in you. Let's try the others.
Oh.
Peep pop there.
I was just about to say, you're thinking of a pea pod, aren't you? Because you're opening the beans, looking for something. You're thinking of five little peas in a pea pod breast, aren't you?
There's nothing in there.
And these aren't peas, these are beans. You like beans? When you've had these before, Thomas, you've eaten all the beans. And not left any for anybody else.
I opened them all, nobody in.
You've opened them all and there's nothing in them. Does that taste good?
Yeah.
Would you like some of this?
No.
No?
I want something taste of it.
No, that's all there is to drink. There's nothing else.
I'm just
going to have to go without them. Are you having some sausage?
No.
You didn't eat a lot at Alison's house, did you?
No.
What did you have? We went for lunch. But Mummy had a big meal, but you didn't seem to have very much.
No.
Did you have some bread?
No.
What about cheese?
What cheese? I mean, like biscuits.
Oh, you had the cheesy biscuits, didn't you? Can you see what this is, Thomas?
Yeah.
You've got proper pasta, but Mummy's eating up this Bob the Builder pasta that we bought for you.
I don't want that one.
No, but can you see what it is? I'm showing you the shapes. I know you don't like it, that's why I'm eating it. You've just got proper, ordinary
Bob
pasta.
The Builder one.
There's Bob the Builder. Who's that?
Dunno.
Can you see the shapes?
Wendy.
No, it can't be Wendy. That could be Wendy, couldn't it? Yeah. Oh, I see. One's Bob and one's Wendy. That's Bob. This must be Wendy.
There's Dizzy.
Is that Dizzy?
Yeah.
It's Bob the Builder shape pasta. That's Wendy, Bob. And Wendy.
And Dizzy there.
Dizzy. Scoop, look and Dizzy.
And Rolly Doo, Lofty and Wendy, join the crew. Bob and the gang of so much fun working together
to get the job done.
Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob a builder,
yes we can. Pilchard and Travis. No, Pilchard and what is it? Pilchard and Travis.
Bird.
Oh, Pilchard and Bird. Travis and Muck.
Spud.
Working together like good friends should.
Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob a builder, yes we can.
That must be Wendy. She's got a little ribbon in her hair. That's Bob with a hat, and that's Wendy with a ribbon.
Where?
That's Bob. That's Wendy.
That's Dizzy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dizzy the Mixer. There's plenty more pasta. Have you got a cup?
Not one. That. No.
Oh, would you like some orange?
Yeah.
Right, pop some orange in it. But you're not having any coke. What did you do at Rachel's house this afternoon?
Nothing.
Nothing? Did you have a nice time?
I come down the end. See?
Pardon?
Over the end.
I'm sorry, I couldn't tell what you said then. You're singing the Robin the Builder song, aren't you?
This is a lot.
Is it? It is a lot, isn't it? Just be careful not to spill it.
Spilt.
Well, let's move it.
Oh, it's gone down my arm.
Was it? Oh, never mind. It's just rubbish. Okay, let go. Right. Okay, how's that?
That's okay.
Be careful, Thomas. Hold it properly. Careful. Little sips. You had some more of Rachel's birthday cake as well, didn't you?
No luck.
All right, if you finish with that, move it back, please, otherwise you'll knock it on the floor. We had some of Rachel's birthday cake on Saturday, didn't we?
Ow.
And then there was some more today. When Jonathan went to bed, didn't he?
What for?
Because he's only a baby, he needs some sleep. Do you not remember? This time last year, you were going to sleep in the afternoon. You went to sleep for about an hour every afternoon. Let's leave that now until you finish your meal. You eat the rest of the sausage and the pasta.
What?
And some bacon.
I'm thirsty, Anna. You got some orange.
No, I've just got water, look.
Oh, yeah. Daddy. We have a toy.
What's happened then?
Did I hold it?
No, we're putting it back up now.
Did I just look at it?
No.
Oh, I just wouldn't look at the light.
No, the light's working, it's fine.
Let's have my drink.
Will you please eat that first?
Please, yeah, now.
That's the second time that microphone's become unstable, isn't it?
Yeah. I know that.
You know that, do you?
Yeah.
Right, I don't think you should have your drinks like this. You spill it too much, don't you? I think you mess it with a beaker with a lid on, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, stay as we are for now. It's not worth putting a lid on now, but another time I think we're better. So this is why I said water in these. Because if it's just water you spill, it doesn't matter. But if it's orange juice, then it's very sticky everywhere, isn't it?
Rachel's one crying on the bed.
Pardon?
Rachel's crying on her bed.
Rachel was crying about her bed?
Rachel.
Yes.
Rachel was crying on the bed.
Well, she was pretending. She was. She wanted to make a bed, didn't she, out of a storage box. And her mummy was telling her to get off it because it would break.
Yeah.
But then she said she could make a bed on the sofa, so she fetched a pillow and a duvet cover, didn't she?
Yeah. Then it's not wanted. No one that one. On the big one.
That's right, she didn't want what she was giving. She wanted something else, didn't she?
Yeah.
And she said you were making too much noise for her to sleep. She's a nice little girl, Rachel, isn't she? What's Rachel's best friend called?
Nothing.
Nothing? What about James?
No.
Do you remember seeing James? At the party on Saturday?
No. Now it's Rachel's.
It was Rachel's birthday. And Rachel's party, but James had a birthday as well. So after we'd sung happy birthday to Rachel, we sang it to James as well, didn't we? And how old are Rachel and James?
16 years old.
16 years old?
Yeah. Not really.
Mm. I think they were both 4, weren't they? That's a year older than you. No, because you're just breaking it, Thomas. You're cracking the beaker. It's out now. If you snap it, we can't use it again, can we?
Just drop the egg faster.
Well, eat it up, please. Can you pop it back in the, on the plate?
I don't understand the egg.
No, not that, but these, before they fall on the floor as well.
I'm asleep.
You're asleep. You're tired, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, you walked home from Disbury, didn't you?
Yeah.
We took the bus down there because it looked like it was going to rain. And you walked from the bus stop through Disbury Park to their house. And then you played this afternoon.
Yeah.
And then you walked all the way home. What did we see on the way home?
Don't know.
As we walked up Tarswood Road, what did you see?
Don't know.
Well, we stopped to watch some boys playing cricket, didn't we, at the school?
Yeah. And there comes
the train. That's right, and while we were watching the cricket players, we saw two trains, didn't we?
Yes, now I'm going that way.
That's right, one with two carriages went that way quite slowly, didn't it?
Yeah, another one went fast.
Another one went very fast, it had lots of carriages, didn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was an express train.
Yeah.
And what did it say as it went through?
Boom, boom,
boom, boom,
boom, boom.
And then we walked past Michael's shop, didn't we?
It's closed.
It was closed because he closes on Monday.
What for?
Well, because he opens on Saturday. He opens very late, actually. Michael works Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
But Mary.
Yes, Mary and his wife works with him. But Thursday, Friday and Saturday nights, they seem to open very late, don't they? On a Friday night, you can go past at 10 o'clock at night and see Michael busy in his shop. So I think he has Monday off. And in fact, when we went to Alison's house, we saw Michael and Mary's car parked outside.
Yeah.
Because what did you say about the car?
Michael drove it. Michael.
You think Michael lives there?
Yeah.
You said to me, I think Mary's parked there. It was a very grown-up thing to say, wasn't it, when you saw the car? I think Mary's parked there.
About Michael.
Well, yes, I'm sure it could have been Michael as well, because they share a car, don't they? It's Michael and Mary's car. And when we went to Alison, Rachel and Jonathan's house, yeah, we could see where Jake Kelly lived, couldn't we?
Just that our car too.
Hmm. We saw that blue car, didn't we? That big Cherokee thing. Pardon? No, don't mess with your food, Thomas. On your plate, please. Would you like some more pasta? Would you like some more pasta?
Nina, Nina, Nina.
Don't mess with your food.
It's more like a fire engine.
How can two sausages be like a fire engine, Thomas? Would you like some more pasta?
This is the fire engine, Nina.
If you drop it, I will be very, very cross.
Okay.
Okay.
Nina, Nina, Nina. Nina, Nina, Nina.
Right. What about some more pasta?
No.
Pardon?
Nina. No.
No, no what?
No, look, there's one.
No more pasta. Thank you, Mummy. That sausage good?
Yeah.
We've had sausage, bacon, pasta, Nina, and vegetables.
Nina, Nina, Nina. Nina, Nina, Nina.
So your voice still sounds funny. I don't know what's the matter with you. You keep getting better and then it starts up again. feel poorly once? Did you just feel...
Yes, I want a sweetie to cheer my up.
Want a sweetie to cheer my up? Or you always want a sweetie to cheer my up, don't you?
Yeah. Look, you got a... Look, a light on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, yes, there are outside lights. Come on. That lady goes to toddler group at Heaton this evening.
Lady.
The lady that lives in that house where the light keeps coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Her name's Sandra.
Where's the woman called?
What's that? Huh?
Oh, God.
The boy called, well, no, she's a childminder, so she looks after lots of children. They're not her little boys and girls, they're other people's little boys and girls who go to play with her during the day. She looks after them. And she takes some children to the toddler group we're going to tomorrow morning. And she also takes a little boy and girl to nursery at Mersey Vale, which is where you're going to, in Heaton, Mersey.
Daddy's home.
Daddy's home, yes.
What for?
Well, he's finished work and he's come home. Because it's quite late now, isn't it?
Where's he going on my tractor?
Hmm?
It's getting dark.
Mm. It is getting dark, yes.
Oh!
We're quite late eating our tea because we didn't get to Alison's until gone 1 o'clock.
Are your bus coming?
Yes, the bus. Well, that was exciting, wasn't it?
It's about man eating crisps.
As we left home... What's this about a man eating crisps? You've told me this before.
The busman's eating some crisps.
Was he the driver of the bus? Was he eating crisps?
Yeah.
Was he?
I saw a packet.
Did you?
I just read it. There is them crisps.
You're reading it and it said crisps?
I saw his engine.
Did you saw his engine as well?
Yeah. And then his light come on.
Did it? His light came on?
Yeah.
His light come on?
It's pointing.
What was
it? Our eyes.
He was pointing at our eyes?
Like that.
All right.
Then a man just... I saw your engine, said a man, Thomas. Said a man. And then just cutting it up.
Are you just cutting that up? Yes, as we went out, we were going to Alison's house and it was raining, wasn't it? Or at least looked like it was going to rain, so we thought... We'll go on the bus. And just as I was saying to you, I hope we haven't missed the bus, we saw it coming along. So Mummy put her hand out and started to run towards the bus stop because I knew there was no way I'd make the bus stop. But because
I do.
That's right, because we know the bus drivers, so we use those buses quite a lot. He was very kind and he slowed down, didn't he? And he slowly got to the stop and then he waited for us to get on. But there was another man getting off, wasn't there?
Yeah.
So that was all right. Because he had to stop at that stop anyway. And when we got on, Mummy said thank you for waiting, didn't she?
And that man said, you're welcome.
He did, didn't he? He said, you're welcome. And that's when I was paying the driver that you must have noticed he had a bag of crisps. Was he actually eating the crisps or was the crisp packet just there?
Yeah, he's eating them all up.
Was he eating them or was the packet just there?
Yeah, the man's just in.
Pardon?
Man's in the engine.
The man was in his cab, wasn't he? What I mean, was he actually eating the crisps or did he just see the packet in his cab?
He's eating them.
Was he? What flavour were they?
Pink.
Pink flavour? That's usually prawn cocktail or smoky bacon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or were they red, salt and vinegar? I mean, ready salted, plain ones.
Yeah.
Was it red or pink?
Pink.
Oh, well, I think it must have been smoky bacon. He didn't look like a prawn cocktail sort of bus driver, did he?
No.
No. Whatever a prawn cocktail bus driver looks like. He didn't really look like a smoky bacon bus driver, did he?
No.
I think he was more a cheese and onion sort of bus driver.
No.
What are your favourite crisps?
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, I remember that. The next time you want some crisps, I'll say, boom, you don't like crisps. Tom, get that. No. Oh, no. Never put sausage up your nose. Never put anything up your nose. No. No, it's not funny. It's dangerous. If you put that up your nose, you won't be able to breathe. You know when you've got a cold and you're all stuffed up like that?
Yeah.
It's not nice, is it? It isn't nice. Now, will you stop messing with that food, please? I'm going to get very cross. Why do you mess with your food? If you don't want it, put it to one side. But I'll warn you now, there are no sweets. So if you're hungry, eat your meal because there's nothing else. Have you got hiccups now? What's the matter?
Go away!
Go away, why?
This is going to hiccup me.
Because I'm going to hiccup you?
Yeah.
No, Thomas, don't. You've got a sausage up your nose, you've just put your spoon in your eye. What on earth is the matter with you?
Come on. I'm going to hiccup him.
You've got some hiccups? Oh dear. Hiccups isn't nice, is it?
No.
You didn't put any more of that sausage up your nose, did you?
No.
That's all right then. Eat that piece of sausage, because sometimes if you swallow something, have a sip of Mummy's water. Oh. There you are, that's good for hiccups.
No.
Have a little drink, that's what you have when you have hiccups. Have a little drink.
Oh. Ow.
How's that?
Ow.
Has it gone?
No.
Have a little sip of Mummy's water. Oh. Oh dear. Got hickety-hickety-hicks. When you were a baby, Mummy used to nurse you. And often you had hiccups and I used to pack your little back. And we sang a little song, didn't we?
Yeah.
What was it?
No, no.
Hickety-hickety-kicks. Hickety-hickety-kicks.
Then I cried.
Then you cried? You usually went to sleep, actually.
Yeah.
But sometimes you must have cried. A lot of the time, that's probably why I picked you up. Right, well, don't mess with any more. Have you finished this meal?
Yeah.
What about that little bit of bacon now? It's only two pieces. Go and eat that up. And I can wash it
the
back.
The hiccups to shoo away.
You want the hiccups to shoo away? Oh, bless you. Sometimes a shock works with hiccups. Well, Mummy's got hiccups, I take a teaspoonful of vinegar. And it works every time. Is it too strong for you?
I can't think again now.
No, because it's too strong for you. It might make your tummy a bit sore. Mummy's a lot bigger than you.
Blackbird.
There's a blackbird, is there?
There's a magpie.
Oh, a magpie. What's the magpie doing?
It's lying on, like that, on there.
You see? See, lying on the grass. Sitting on the grass. Oh, it's bouncing along. Do you see how magpies sort of hop along, don't they?
It's on up and now.
I see.
Yeah.
Flown away. Bye-bye, Mr. Magpie.
Driven away.
Driven away?
Yeah. Bye-bye. Have a lovely day.
Oh, that's nice. You're wishing Magpie a lovely day.
Yeah. I still would like goodbye to you.
Pardon?
Mum, go outside now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right, let's try something else. Would you like a yogurt or an apple?
No.
What about a chocolate mousse?
Nothing.
Nothing? Are you really full?
Yeah. Big.
You're big?
Yeah.
Oh, what a lot of hiccups. Do you like another sip of Mummy's water?
Yeah.
There you are then. Sometimes if you have a shock, that cures hiccups. Well, if you think about something, you think about something. What did you get for your birthday?
I'm not thinking.
You're not thinking? Have a little think. Think, what presents did I get? I got a Dizzy Mixer from Joe.
What's his name called?
What's his name called? It's called Dizzy.
Yeah, like mine.
Like yours, when it is yours I'm talking about. And you got a nice shot, didn't you, from Dimitri and Janine and all the people at the Child Study Centre.
Yeah.
That's one of your favourite toys, isn't it?
I cried, I wanted it at home.
It is at home, it's on the landing. You were playing with it earlier on. In fact, do you not remember? I was going mad because you've got everything all over the place.
Yeah.
Yes, I do as well.
What for?
Because when you've got money and little cans of spaghetti and orange juice and whatever else is there in the shop all over the place, it's a bit of a nuisance because you can't walk along properly. Right, where's your little dizzy round and round machine? Why have you put your jumper over your head? Is that to get to your hiccups?
Yeah.
Let's have a little look. Let me see if I can hear these hiccups. These hickety-kickety cups. Let me listen. I think the hiccups have gone. Is it the wall? Oh, there was a hickety-kickety. Oh, another hickety. Oh, baby's got hickety-kickety cups. Haven't you? Deep breaths, that should do it. Another sip of water?
No.
Oh, right. Shall I go and get dizzy for you?
Yeah.
Where's Thomas?
Nothing.
Oh, is he hidden? Well, I hope he's not gone too far. It's getting dark. Isn't it? It's getting too dark for Thomas to be wandering around on his own. What would you like, darling? Are you really sure you haven't anything else to eat? How about an apple?
You're very small.
You're very small. Oh, what's this up here that Daddy's put up? Oh, look at this. Certificate of Achievement, looking at this.
I'm just looking at you.
Are you? Look, you see this? Certificate of Achievement. Congratulations on achieving your goal weight.
Read out.
Well, we better just hold it. It's total weight loss, 60 pounds. On 78th of May, she signed it and written, well done. £60, gosh, that's a lot.
Very small.
That's about 3.5.
You're very small.
Are you talking about that book we read about Teddy and his Teddy Freddy? Where the gigantic bear comes across Eddie's Teddy and he says, you're very small. How did you get to be so small? Is that right? Is that the book?
Yeah.
Why do you keep hiding in your jumper, Thomas? Don't do that, you'll ruin it. Stop it, please. Stop it. Go put it on properly. If you rip it, I'll be very cross. Come along. Mummy keeps getting really cross about
things. No, not
What if you've not got your jumper on, you can't go out to play because it's too cold outside. In fact, when we've had our meal, Thomas, I think you better go out and start putting your tractor and trailer away and moving the sleigh back to where it belongs.
I said
when we've finished our meal, just put your tractor and trailer away for bed and put your sleigh back where it belongs. How's that?
Nothing.
Why do you keep saying nothing?
Because they're just loving.
Oh, that's
Look.
I can hear that's the sound of Dizzy the cement mixer. Mixing round and round, isn't it? Maybe that's a nice apple. Nice and crisp one, isn't it? Right, don't do that, Thomas. It's making too much noise. Has Dizzy got her face?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I see that. I feel it was that a piece of pasta that Mummy had, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That shaped piece of pasta. Don't do that, Thomas, please. I don't want to hear the noise. Thank you.
No, I want to hear the noise.
No, don't. You can play with it later and make a noise. You can play with it now, but just don't make lots of clicking noises, please. It's all about whispering, saying a little bit, and then doing it loud.
Yeah.
Can I eat some apple, please? It would do you a lot of good. Mummy's going to have some cheese and biscuits. Would you like some cheese with your apple? Do you like one of those little strip cheeses?
Yeah. In my wagon.
In your wagon? I'm going to have some nice crumbly Lancashire cheese.
Love that one. I want a rabbit.
Well, you can undo the strips, can't you? Strips of dairy, strip cheese, there you are.
Oh, yum.
Yum, yum, you like that, don't you?
Then,
yes, now make sure you eat it as well as play with it.
Whee.
This is why I don't like toys on the table, really, Thomas. Don't waste food.
I'll just make sure you wait.
You need to sit back at the table a bit more, don't you? How's that? Your hiccups is gone. You noticed?
No, for it.
Oh, is it back again?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Bother.
Oh, hickey, Thomas. I think when I used to sing that little hiccup song to you, I used to think about Hickory Dickory Dock. Mmm, is that good? Isn't it quiet?
Are you?
Do you think Daddy's gone to sleep because he's gone upstairs?
Yeah. It's a piece of wood. It's a piece of wood.
Is it? You're pretending the strip of cheese is a piece of wood.
Then take it to Bob a bit.
Be careful, you've got in the wheels all over the food. What's that? Have you dropped the apple on the chair? You made a big bang, didn't it?
Oh!
I did like some cement. Oh, thank you. A piece of apple for me. Cheese biscuits and apple, that sounds nice.
There's lots of wood. Then another one.
I'm going to have to wash this when we've finished our meal, haven't I?
Yeah. There's lots of cement.
I've never seen cement like that before.
That's
full. Mmm, just full. Looks like a scarecrow, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a
It's like a straw hair.
Yes, it is.
Does it look like the Flippy Floppy Scarecrow?
Yeah. It's tipped it all down.
Oh dear, this mix has tipped it all down.
Look at his head! That's yours?
Mm.
That yours?
Oh no, thank you. You've already given me 3 pieces. There's only 4 pieces. If you give it all away, you'll have nothing left. But you're a good boy for sharing, Thomas. Thank you.
This is the bumpy road.
A bumpy road?
Then there's another one.
Oh, don't get the mixer over that, Thomas. You make such a mess. No.
Wee. Look, this is flying.
Is it flying in the air?
Wee. Help. Help!
Is he going up and up like the bubbles that we were blowing earlier?
Help! Help!
Who are you saying help to?
Dizzy. Oh. Help! Not flying it! We'll make you go restart here.
I can. Did you say Dizzy was on another planet? Did you say planet?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Can we slide there? Can we?
Did you definitely say planet?
Yeah.
Who's taught you about planets?
Mum is helping. Get me down.
Oh, I'll help. Rest you, Dizzy. There we are. Safely back down, Dizzy. I bet he's dizzy after that. Who is it that doesn't like heights? Is it the crane?
Yeah.
What's the crane called?
Cranky the Crane.
I thought Cranky the Crane was in Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes, it is.
Well, what's the crane called in Bob the Builder?
Lofty.
Lofty, that's right. Lofty, and Lofty doesn't like heights, and he's a crane. That's his job, isn't it, to lift things high in the air? It's a bit silly.
Yeah.
And what do other people not like doing? Who's afraid of the dark? Is one of them afraid of the dark?
Muck.
Muck? And does Muck have to spend a lot of time digging in dark places?
Yeah.
And he doesn't like the dark?
Yeah.
And that's funny, isn't it? I think it's all very strange.
You're welcome.
I'm welcome.
There's 2 pieces. But close is eating all.
You've eaten a really big tea. You've eaten a good tea. You're a clever boy. Thank you.
Without some sweets.
Oh, Thomas. Well, later on, when we've washed up, we'll have to ask Daddy and see what Daddy says. You see, this is the thing. If you eat a decent meal, if you eat what Mummy's cooked for me, then I don't mind you having the odd sweet later on as a treat. Because I don't like it when you want to eat your meal.
No, no,
pardon?
Daddy's eating all the
wood. Daddy's eating all the?
Come on. First,
you've eaten all the wood. Oh, you've eaten all the wood, I see. You're pretending the strip cheese was a wood. And it was wood, and you've eaten it all. You've eaten all that wood. Well, you just need a piece of apple now, Thomas.
Good gracious.
Good gracious, that's right, because apple's nice to finish a meal with. It cleans your teeth nicely, doesn't it? Would you like some more water?
No, thank you, Mr. Mama.
Bye.
Bye.